Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For some weeks now, we've been on this subject. Faith to receive. And this is our text here in verse 22 and 23 and 24. Jesus had walking past down a path, saw a fig tree, and he was hungry, and he came to see if there was some fruit on it, and there was nothing, and so he spoke to it. He said, "No man eat fruit of you from now on, hereafter forever." And nothing happened that you could see, and yet something happened when he spoke. Jesus is our example. Are we to live like this? If we want things changed in our life, what should we do? Centuries of unscriptural tradition has taught Christians to beg God. Isn't it true? When you need something, and something needs to change in your life, centuries of unbiblical preaching and teaching and tradition has taught Christians beg, and beg harder, and beg longer, and see if you can get enough people to beg with you, and call it prayer. But it's just begging and pleading in anxiety and fear, desperation. That's not how the Lord operated. And it is not how he taught us to operate. The just shall live by faith. Faith is not a beggar. Believers are not beggars. Y'all believe this morning? The psalmist said, "I've been young, now I'm old, but there's something I've never seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen his seed out begging bread." Why? Don't need to. Don't have to. Believers are not beggars. Preachers, you don't have to beg for money. Ministers, you don't have to beg for money. Wives, you don't have to beg your husbands for money. Husbands, you don't have to beg your wives for what you want. Young people, children, you don't have to beg your parents for what you want and need. You don't have to beg anybody. You don't have to beg the banker. You don't have to beg your boss. Oh, it's wonderful. You can stand up. Be a free man. Be a free woman. Lift up your head. How am I ever going to get it? Believe God. It's a new concept to millions, but it's the best way to live that there has ever been on planet Earth. But you got to quit your begging. Got to quit your begging. The Lord did not tell us to come beg him to save us. He didn't teach us to come beg him to meet our needs. He didn't teach us to come beg him to make the devil leave us alone and make the devil stop destroying our life. You can't find scripture to support these things. And yet there are millions more Christians believe that than this. It's sad. But it's also why many people are praying, i.e. begging, and not getting results. Not getting their needs met. Failing. Jesus didn't beg anybody for anything when he walked out that day. He spoke to that tree, didn't he? And he told it what to do. He's not praying. He's not talking to the Father God. He's talking to a tree, isn't he? He spoke to the wind and waves. He spoke to demons to leave and they obeyed him. He spoke to sickness. He spoke to fevers and they obeyed him. Now, a lot of people have said, "Yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that was Jesus. And he could do that because he's God." Well, that leaves a wrong impression. He is God and always was God, always will be God. God manifested in the flesh. But Philippians tells us he laid aside his mighty weight and power. He emptied himself and became like other men. When Jesus was walking in the earth, he did not walk as God. He did not operate as God. He operated as a man. And he showed you and I how to do it. Come on, do you believe that? He showed you and I how to do it. And he said, he that believes on me, John 14, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith. He said, verse 22, when they came by later and saw this fig tree dried up from the roots. So where did the work start? It started where you couldn't see. And the leaves that you could see were the last thing to change. That represents how it works. Thing, when you speak words of faith, you may not see it on the outside. But when you really speak words of faith, something happens in the realm you can't see. It happens then. The leaves on the tree represent the symptoms. How you feel, the symptoms of lack, the symptoms of pain, the unpaid bills, whatever it might be. That's the last thing to change. But see, a lot of folk not going, they're saying they're not going to believe till they see the leaves change. Well, the leaves don't change until the roots change. The leaves change because the root changed. But you couldn't see the root change. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence, the proof of things what?
Not seen.
Not seen. Not seen. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith, not by sight. Verse 23, he says, for verily I say to you. When he says verily, what does that mean? You can count on this. This is a truth. If it came out of his mouth, it'd be truth. But when he says verily, it's for emphasis. You need to put this as an anchor in your life and live by it every day. I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is it true that you can believe something in your heart, not doubt it, but believe it, and open your mouth and say it, and it come to pass? See, this sounds like hocus pocus to a lot of people. Sounds like, oh, that's like magic. Oh, what is that? You just gonna say it and poof, it's gonna happen? Yeah, right. Jesus believed it. Jesus did it. See, what is Christianity? Christianity is Christianity. It is being a disciple of the Christ. Who? This one. This one. Now, through the centuries, tradition has been developed and people have come up with all their different versions of Christianity. And they've replaced the Word of God with tradition. Remember, Jesus told them, he said, you've made the Word of God of none effect by your traditions. You love them better than you do the Word of God. And you live by them more than you do the Word of God. And millions do that today. And we're not to judge them. We're to judge ourselves. To see that we're not doing that. Had a lady one time, I'd preached a message. And she came up annoyed. And she said, well, yeah, but you were saying all these things. She said, but you know, it's just like the song says. I said, the what? She said, the song. You know. And she quoted a verse out of a hymnal that was unscriptural. Just because it's in the hymnal doesn't mean it's right. Just because people play it on Christian radio or Christian TV and call it contemporary Christian or classical Christian or old time gospel music or modern gospel music does not make it true. And write. People write songs from where they are. So their songs are going to be more or less scriptural depending on how scriptural they are. And their life is. And there's some songs that the chorus is great and verse 1 and 2 is great, but verse 3 is junk. And how are you going to know the difference? Only one way. If you got your little nose in this book on a daily basis and you know what to compare it to. Elsewise, you're going to be easily duped and you're going to go around singing a lie because it's got a catchy tune. You like the rhythm and professing stuff over yourself that is opening the door to the enemy, calling it a Christian song. One thing let me caution you about, in a lot of our modern Christian music, it is about want and need. I want, I need you, I want you, I need you. And that's the emphasis. And that's not good, because it's not faith. The Bible doesn't tell us we just need God. We have God. And one of the biggest things we need to get in our mouth and confess, and singing is a great form of confession. You'll sing something more times than you'll say it normally. You need to be singing, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. My God supplies all my needs. He's made me holy. By His stripes I'm healed. I can do all things through Christ. Instead of, I need you, God, I need you, God. Well, when you get through singing that, where are you? Where are you? Faith comes by hearing. What if you sing, I need you, Lord, 1,000 times? Then your faith in your need for God is high. That does not put you in victory. We do need God, but we have God. Some of the old songs, Don't Forget Me, Precious Jesus. He ain't going to forget you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Examine what you are singing. Examine what you are saying, what is coming out of your mouth. I don't care how old it is. I don't care how many millions of people love it and sing it. Is it Bible? Is it true? Is it putting faith in you? Is it a declaration of truth and confidence? Or is it just an emotional thing that you're not going to be any better off when you get through with it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith That Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303I. That's R1303I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. God.